Be Thursday.
Get your ass in gear. 21 years in the business and only 2 albums recorded is just not good enough. What are you doing, man? You have 10 weeks to record 11 songs, or there will be trouble.
from Fever Show, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Long time since we've had a visit.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
I don't know if I can be heard. Am I on mic?
Yeah. Okay. The mic's over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just holler.
Hey, now.
Is that off?
Oh no, that's Mark Rad. Oh, that's wow. Mark Rad in the house. He's in that.
Yeah, he's
in that monkish growler. Yeah, that brought him out to hang. He'd been in the bar back
got
here.
Him
so
in the kayak and picture taking.
Yeah.
Some beautiful stuff.
Yeah, awesome stuff, man. Miss that dude.
Missing big time. You got a new album, Brother Lee. Oh, I should say what we heard. Here's the fucking playlist one.
Yeah, and it's Wednesday, but it's Bloody Thursday today.
That's right.
Hats off to our longshoremen pals.
Right. Where's the paper? No, it's not that.
Behind you.
Oh, yeah. Ah! Of course. Oscar's razor, right? You always go for the most fucking thing. Yeah, well, that was awesome. Yeah, my favorite thing is this is a live excerpt, John Coltrane, November 22, 1962. And then, Tick! From the new album. Tell us about the new album.
Well, the new album is your fault, basically. We've had a couple of conversations on over email.
And, you're blaming this on me. You're blaming this new album on me.
I'm blaming it on you, man.
Yeah, okay.
You've got about 30% of the blame for it.
Okay. And where'd you do it?
At home,
beautiful, beautiful. And you kind of set yourself a goal, right? But I guess I threw down the glove or something, and then you accepted that and just powered down.
Yeah. I kind of work full time. I'm a dad, so it was a challenge, man. It would get to about 9 o'clock in the evening after being up for 14 hours or something, and it'd be like splash the ice cold bucket of water over your head and get up them stairs, get making new shit, man. And whenever I've worked in the past, I go very slowly, man. And there's never been any kind of deadline, so it was a new thing for me. 11 songs in 10 weeks to get on the What From Pedro show, basically.
What about this first tune, Tick? I mean, how do you feel about talking about your shit? Some people say, what? Why do you think I fucking recorded the song? Why do you guys feel about it?
It's about time.
The clock ticking?
Yeah, totally.
Damn it, you know, I opened up for Perubu a couple of weeks ago. And big trouble in TikTok time or something. He's got the time of his new album because he had a heart attack. So that's a different kind of ticker.
Yeah, totally.
He was still smoking. He was in a chair, so I sat too to be in solidarity. But beautiful guy. Perubu had a big effect on. They did the gig with no drums.
Wow.
Let me ask you about your process. Do you start with your drum machine?
Most of the time, yeah. I just find it an easy way to begin. There's a couple of tracks on this, actually, that I started with melody and, added drums later. And that's the first time I've really done that. I normally start with the drums and then build a melody around that, just so there's something to, play along to.
Okay, I want to play this. Am I pronouncing it right? Tagnut?
Tagnut, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what a tagnut is?
Well, nuts over here are like fucking whales. Testicles.
A tagnut's like a piece of shit dangling off your ass.
We call them dingleberries. You know what they call them in Italy? Tarzanelli. You know, like Tarzan? Let's listen.
Do 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 click track.
Wearing a skirt.
Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain.
Same hair revolution, same build evolution.
Tomorrow who's gonna bust? And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous.
Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he sure ain't a dad.
And she don't need advice that'll center her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender.
And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Mirror image, see no damage, see no evil at all. Cupid dolls and urinal stars will be laughed at the way you're laughed at now. Now something meets boy
and something meets girl.
They both look the same, they're overjoyed in this world.
Same hair revolution, unisex evolution. Tomorrow who's gonna fuss? And tomorrow Dick is wearing pants, tomorrow Jane is wearing a dress. Future outcast and then outlast them. Today the people dress the way that they please, the way they tried to do it in the last centuries.
And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous.
Touch it, a shilling a day, shilling a day, bloody good pay, lucky to touch it, a shilling a day.
Oh, it drives me half crazy to think of the days I went slap for the gazy, my sword at my side. We rode hell for leather, both squadrons together that didn't care whether we lived or we died. But it's no use despairing, my wife must go chairing and me commissaring the pay bills to better. So if me you behold in the wet and the cold by the Grand Metropole, when you give me a letter,
give him a letter, can't do no better. A troop sergeant major and runs with your letters. Think where he's been, think what he's seen, think of his pension, and God save the Queen.
ますますはっきりしていくだろう。傷が浅くて死ぬ日本の画材屋では見かけない鉛筆を未だに持っていて使っている。線で大事なのは喜ぶことだ。そろそろ来るな。離婚しても名字を変えないという復讐を静かに生きる人から缶のカフェオレと柔らかいキャベツをもらう。キャベツは EM のぼかしで育っている。20年前に神社に野良の白犬がいたね。
kickback habit, man. Kickback habit, man. That's kick habit, man. That's kick habit, man. Kick habit, that man. Kick habit, that man. Habit kick that man. Habit kick that man. That habit kick, man. That habit kick, man. Habit that kick, man. Habit that kick, man. Kick that man. Habit kick that man. Habit that kick, man. Habit that kick, man. Kick man, bad habit. Kick man, bad habit. Man, kick bad habit. Man, kick bad. That man, kick habit. That man, kick man. That kick habit. Man, that kick. Kick habit. Man, that habit. Kick man, bad. That habit. Habit that. Man, kick habit. Habit that. Man, kick habit that. Habit man, kick.
Watch for Pedro's show. That chunk of music started off Leevil from his brand new album. What's the name of the album?
No Sleep Till Pedro.
Ah, okay. No Sleep Till Pedro.
Cool.
Like Beastie Boys, yeah. Right? A little bit.
Okay, my 5-year-old drawing the cover art is pretty crazy.
Okay.
There's a giant parakeet biting someone's head off.
Look, it's going to come up. There's a couple fucking tunes. Speaking of Australia, right, I think they're the home of these things. And something called a lorikeet.
Ah.
And cockatoos, like fucking hundreds of them.
Like with the green mans? We used to have the green mans?
Yeah. They're the cousins. But they're cousins.
They're taking over London.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we'll get to that. We ain't there yet in the fucking thing. Let's tell the people about Tagnut, Lee Wolf. And then brand new from the collab between Wolf Eyes and Model Home with More Difficult Messages. Sheer Accident. They were on the show a couple weeks ago. False Start. Ben Lee and Georgia Mack. Speaking of Australia. He lives here now, but... Donovan Stoddard, he's married to. Scott. Yeah. Speaking of the beast, right? Abra. Yeah, fuck, everything's connected. And, you know, we only need the bacon thing, right? Benedict Edwards. I think we were turned on by, the tunes, Androgynous. And, but the drummer man at Fratello Andrea, that's where they get in. Because in Italy, a lot of dude names, you know, Andrea here is a woman name. And it comes from this androgynous Greek Roman thing. Shilling for a Day, Benedict Edwards. This was you turned me onto this, I believe, right? Pecco gin. We know what a gin is. It starts with a D, so not to say. And that's kind of where we get the word genie. It's kind of a demon. With Chokri, Noisuka with DG. DTR, Mike White, this is me with the head bongo cat, Rich Holmes on drums, and then they sent it to Japan and a cat named Tori, which is the same word they got for bird.
Birdman?
Yeah, maybe Birdman. What's the word? Bird. People get the guy in there. Right? Divide and Dissolve after that with Indignation, I'm sorry. Todd Ackerson, he used to live in Pedro.
Yeah.
In Seattle, Tacoma. And Sugar Plums. Requiem with Immaculate Inning. Don't mix a little church and baseball. Why not? Posse David.
Yeah.
Monty Cazaza, right? And he's from kind of the old days of electronic. We just lost him to cancer. Kick That Habit, man. And finally... Unbelievable, but Haunted Boogie.
Yeah.
What can you say about Haunted Boogie?
That one is quite an old song, actually. That one was the first thing I wrote when I got my Korg Electrine. And I just took a bit of time putting all of the... Normally with dance music, you've got a couple of loops that are just fucking repeating over and over again. It's kind of been the case a little bit with this record, just because of time. But what I try to normally do is string as many loops together as possible and kind of, you know, make it a bit more progressive.
Like variation, so it's not same old?
Yes, yeah, totally.
But it preserves the groove.
Yeah, and that one goes in a few directions, which, you know, for a musical idiot's lightning, I was quite happy with that one.
I remember being a teenager... And somebody had the bootlegs were big time, like Biscuit Flower.
Yeah. Redwood Records.
Yeah, I remember there was a pig logo on a lot.
Yeah, right.
Well, they were recorded off. That was a radio show.
Yeah.
The bootlegs came from that, or live things or stuff like that. And there's one of a King Crimson gig, and some dude yells out Boogie, and like Robert Fripp had a mic, even though he didn't do vocals, he could do spiel. He also had a stool. And he gets on the thing and he goes, "We don't fucking boogie." And he's like, "This guy was angry." And then I remember T-Rex, Mark Boland, he had a song, Born to Boogie. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he is lighting up. Have you seen the things with his wife, Toya?
Yeah, they're great, man. They're awesome.
Some songs
they're awesome. She's hot, too.
Yeah.
Have you seen those, Brother Leibel, on the YouTube.com? I think it's something about lunch or something.
Robert and Tonya or something like that. Yeah.
Well, if you can, check it out. It's pretty, and the man can still play guitar, of course. That's why he needs three drum sets. He's got three trap players.
Yeah, yeah. To replace Bill Bruford.
Yeah, that was a monster.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, January 5, 2023. This is Watt Peterson, special guest, Leibel, South London. Woo! We're tied for hour two.
Yeah.
July 5, 2023, it's second hour Watt from Pedro Show.
Parakeets are mean, mate, I tell you. I was looking out the window at the brand new block of flats, and there was about 15 parakeets all perched in a line on the balcony, and they were just shitting all over the new floor. And I thought to myself, car, could you imagine? You just paid like £1 million for some tiny little flat, and you walk in, and there's just 20 different types of parakeet shit all over the floor.
King Midas gave his daughter to the swans, and she was happy singing if they didn't sing along. For all of her days she cries, terror, terror in her father's eyes. For love of the one real peach, she's holding in her hands. The Queen of Hearts must always get her way, but even when she gets it, she can never be contented. For all of her days she cries, terror, terror is her paradise. Under the watchful eye of a raven on a telephone line. Thank you.
Thank you. This song goes out to Greg. He helped me write it.
Second hour with Weevil off his brand new album, a tune called Parakeetamine. We'll rap about that a little bit. Red Party out of Chicago. This got Snez, Stanislaw Zavich's sister. She's in Old Country, she just wrote them. But this is her proj with her buddies. L7 after this. This is spelled L7, it's not using the number. And because those are ladies from SoCal here. This L7 had Larissa. Was led by a woman, but in Ann Arbor, and she went on after this to make a band called Laughing Hyenas with the singer Not Negative Approach. And Over Under Sideways Down. I think that's a cover.
Uh-huh.
Right, Yardbirds?
Yeah.
Yeah, live. And then Leevil, Garden of Gam Gam, which might be talking. We'll cipher that one too, just a second. Lars Steenbridge with The King and the Queen. That was appropriate, England guest. Cella, this is Brother AJ in Holland with another collab. Fly Spray is in. Fly Spray. I know, whenever I think of spray, I think of some fucking. What's that song? sex farm mama. Final chair, right? Hosing down your lawn. I'm plowing your beans. That's all that I see. My spray. Sex bomb. You've got me working on this. See my silo going out. Yeah, there we go. Doing your karaoke thing. Okay. The crest, okay? I know a crest is some kind of heraldry, right? Like some kind of, but we'll get into that too. Ruth Maskelly with the Macrocosm. And finally, again, Brother Leibel with Revenge of the Skinny Purple Y-Fronts. Now, Pedro will be like color-coding our chonies, right? Yellow on the front side, brown on the back.
Yeah.
Is it something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. You win. Behind door number three, Officer Ujenski is in your bus. Interesting. Come on, Bob. Yeah, okay. So we saw the riddle on that, baby. You can say no more. What about the crest?
The crest is... that song has kind of a couple of meanings. I live in, on the crest of the tallest hill in South London.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah, we use it for that, too.
Mm.
In fact, there's a street called Crestwood.
Yeah.
Right by my parents' house.
Which is on the hill, kind of on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crestwood, yeah, that's right. That's a big one for the hill people.
And
like their mall.
Yeah, yeah.
The Crest Bar in Torrance.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, so it's a geographic location pertaining to where you...
Also, though, it's halfway through the album.
Yeah. So, that makes sense, right. The side turner.
Uh-huh.
Or like if it was a Sonic Youth album, it would be the home of the Lee song. Because the Lee song, there's always one Lee song in an album, and it hugs the label on the first side. I swear, like, there's eight Sonic Youth albums like that. One
the Lee formula.
Song, right? Because when you drop the needle, most people, it don't go there. That's how we got the order for Double Nickels. We didn't know how to put it in order, so we just chose one after another. We knew the shitty ones would be towards the label. Well, 48 songs, you put those in order. Okay, Gam Gam. Is it like talking? Gams, I think, or is it an old word
for
legs?
Legs.
It's short for kind of like rednecks, basically.
Rednecks?
So when they get in the sun, they kind of cook like gams.
Oh, yeah, no. I remember some French guys saying England is roast beef. Because it's pink skin in the sun. Like the Stooges played the Redden Festival. It was 100 degrees. It was the Dame to Katrina hat. That was so heavy. I remember coming back to tell them that horrible thing. But, yeah, pink. Because there's not a lot of tan.
Yeah, it was toasty.
Okay. Because I thought another word for an England redneck was yobs.
Yobs.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Which is like boys backwards. You know, there's scratch of bass player Fear. Boy with the name Fred.
The wonky sounds on Gardner Gam Gam is Tim Holehouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was on the show a couple times. You know, I played bass on a whole album of his called Zen.
I'm on that too, dude.
That's right. You're singing with me. Well, but we did it. You know, you were in South London. I was here in Pedro. And I don't know where the fuck he was. He tours so much, right?
He works so fucking hard, man. Yeah,
right, and he used a drum machine that was doing, 300-400 beats a minute? I mean, some of that shit. 128th notes. So I would just have to pick points and say, you know what, the groove's going to live here. Because I cannot keep going here. I'm going to cut this thing back by a factor of 24.
Probably doable, right?
Yeah. But, and also, I like the idea of him thinking music's music. He'll attack any kind of what, you know, small-minded people call genre.
Yes.
Bust out of that gulag. He'll do, you know, strum a folk song and then have that 300 beat a minute. And then, brave into it. You know, he played Pedro. He came here and played one time, on a tour.
He was really excited about that.
Yeah. And how long have you known him? And what was your connect?
We met at a studio that I was working in this studio, and his band was rehearsing there. He was in this hardcore band called Among the Missing. And, we kind of, you know, kept in touch over the years. He just hit the road and kept going, man.
Right. I mean, he's been on like a 10, 15 year tour.
Yeah.
I mean, constantly. There's another cat, too, U.S. guy named Tom, but he spends most of his time in Europe. But this guy's been on tour for, like, him and his wife. Like, they actually don't have a pad.
Mm.
You know how else I heard Count Schurz, and he's, like, I think 80 now, is the singer of the U.K. Subs.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, wow. These guys.
Still doing it. Forever. That's what he knows.
Yeah, vaudeville is the life statement. And, okay, let's get to the parakeet thing. Since there's another tune about like that too. In fact, yeah. This is like it kind of a symbolism for something not good, not healthy.
Well, they're crazy bastards.
Yeah.
In London, it's always been pigeons, and when we moved here sort of 10 years ago, sitting in the garden and this green bird flies by and. Like, well, where the fuck did that come from? And it turned out, yeah, parakeets were kind of starting to take up residence, and then did a little reading about it, and they're quite aggressive birds, and they kind of chase the other birds off to, you know, get the best food, and they shit all over people's porches.
Yeah, and males probably are territorial, believe it or not. Hummingbirds, them tiny little guys.
Yeah.
The males are really territorial. Yeah. And they fight like crap. I remember not far from here, a block over at Turks, I saw one up on a, you know, they, of course the guys are colored up, and the ladies are plain, so this guy was a guy. Especially that iridescent. Before. And you hear the click of my camera. He was in 1 second in my face. I was like, ah! This tiny little pimple thing was in my face. And, oh, motherfucker. Fuck that. lorikeet, parakeet. I think probably somebody brought them from Australia and they became evasive. We had this here in Pedro, these cherry-headed condors up in the city, too.
Mm.
There's a little documentary. This homeless guy would have them land on his body and stuff up in the parks. And our colony is actually left. It was
Here
my first opera,
and
then it bailed. There's one in Longview, and I called him the Loudman because he's, you know, they're from the rainforest.
Walking so in,
there was a lot of competition, and they got short wings, so they got a flap like Well, the theory is people brought them as pets, and they're really bitey, so it's like fucking the domestic ducks in Avril, one Christmas, right? Yeah, like, fuck this. Yeah. They can't fly. How'd they get there? Motherfuckers. The worst was that guy who raised the three geese in his one room apartment and let him go. Oh, yeah, big ass geese. And they imprint, right? So what are they doing out? You know what got them was the coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
it's like a buffet for them.
Yeah, maybe. Keep them out of their misery because they didn't know how to act.
Yeah.
Asshole. Oh, I'm tired. Like, they're toys. I'm done with you.
Mm.
Anyway, talk about this song. Besides the living organism, what about your tune, your composition, your piece?
Well, that one, it was just quite a simple kind of keyboard melody that I came up with. And then I thought I'd put some ketamine kind of...
Yeah, I was going to ask, what about the droga part of the title?
Mash it up a little bit.
Nice.
I was kind of trying to imagine, one of the, like a yuppie in his new flat, you know, kind of sitting out, looking over into the trees, having a line of K, and then slipping in parakeet shit and kind of...
You know what you do? Because over here they're used as pets in cages. And what you do is you get them a mirror. And the motherfuckers think they got a body.
So, got some new tunes here coming up from our old buddy back in Pedro. He was P. Merkin. Say hello to P. Merkin.
Hey,
Yeah, he's up in Gig Harbor, Washington now, I think. Tall Paul. But don't want to confuse that with our other friend, Super Tall Paul. So yeah. Smiling P is back in action, kicking things off on the spin cycle.
Rock and roll. It's is the dance we can't control. Our loving's strong, strong, strong. I'm strolling in the midnight of your love. Don't try to hide it, it won't do you no good, my love. I'm gonna touch you, baby. I'm gonna squeeze you all night long. I'm gonna hold you, baby. Do you believe I'll be the one? I'm strolling in the midnight of your love. Don't try to hide it, it won't do you no good, my love. I'm gonna hold you, yes I will. I'm gonna use my strength, my skill. I'm gonna love you better still. I'm feeling strong, strong, strong. When you're with me, we can't control. We don't attempt like rock and roll. It's just a dance we can't control. Our love is strong, strong, strong. I'm strolling in the midnight of your love. Don't try to hide it, it won't do you no good, my love. I'm gonna love you, baby. I'm gonna hold you all night long. I'm gonna squeeze you, baby. I'm gonna hold you in my arms. I'm strolling in the midnight of your love. Hold you, yes I will. I'm gonna use my strength, my skill. I'm gonna love you better still. I'm feeling strong, strong, strong. When you're with me, we can't control. We don't attempt like rock and roll. It's just a dance we can't control. Our love is strong, strong, strong. I'm strolling in the midnight of your love. Don't try to hide it, it won't do you no good, my love.
the janitors there, John Truby, wrapping it up with a stack of goodies that he sent down.
What made you do what you did was with that psyche?
Well, two-part cause. This time we'll blame it on Leevil, talking about birds. So I played some songs about killing birds by Tack. They had a couple good dead bird songs. I killed this bird for you. I'm going to see Colin tomorrow. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And then also we had old Smiling P with some new tunes. So we blame it on him, too. His Strolling in the Midnight. So, yeah, ready for a comeback.
The comeback, so,
very cool.
Thank you so much for me.
Pleasure.
Okay, we're at the end of the second hour. July 5, 2023. This is Watt Peters, special guest Leevil. Hold tight for hour three. July 5, 2023. Third hour. Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah.
show, start off the third hour with Leevil from his new album. We are Deva? Am I pronouncing it right?
Diva.
Diva, like what I. Like a lady who's very important.
Yeah.
Or think she is. Mariah Carey, right? Yeah, okay. Maybe it's a variation. Over here, the Italian way we spell it with D-I-V-A. After that, Emily Dickinson, Crane up in Idaho, Utah. He's been taking Emily Dickinson poems and then...
Oh, bitching.
To it. Yeah,
that's Crane's always up to something. Yeah.
And he's waiting for you to supply lyrics. There are portraits of the pleasure point.
I've been lagging.
That's going to happen.
I got some notes somewhere. Yeah. I got to refine them.
Note to self. Lyric tone. Lyric tone. Begin with Genesis. Neo Clono with Fog and Fire with Dion Powers verses, and finally Desert Trample, Leva. So we are Diva. Enlighten us, Brother Leva.
That one, I was asked to play my friend's 40th birthday party, and it was kind of a real family event. And I'm trying to be like a fucking bad Gigi Allen or something, you know.
You wear the mask. I know, because we shared a stage together at Cafe Odo.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I wound some people up that night, actually.
Well, yeah, the other band.
Yeah.
Now, did you wear the mask at the 40th B-Day party?
No, I didn't. I thought I didn't want to scare the children.
Yes.
I didn't bring any songs either. I thought, how can I play any of these fucking songs for a bunch of kids and their mums and dads?
Right.
So I didn't bring any
awkward
songs. Just brought some stuff and improvised. And Diva Dave got on the microphone and was playing some guitar, and I started looping it up, put a beat over it. And that was the song, man. That was just totally improvised.
It was kind of produced by the situation.
Yeah. I had the 32 track set up to. I was recording the whole thing, and there was a lot. It was a great show, man. It's so much fun. All of the kids getting on the microphone and kind of taking loops of them and getting them beatboxing and stuff. It was fucking cool. But most of it, the sound levels were all over the shop. But it was like 1 minute, basically, that I could use that wasn't pinging into the reds.
Yeah.
And that was that, man. That's what that was.
Desert Trample?
That was a song, originally the lyrics were going to be bounce, 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 bounce on me like a trampoline.
There's a Dr. Seuss book like that. Pop on pop. You know about those things? Fox and sock. Like when Coco got born for Christmas with Kim Thirst, I would give him, because I had Dr. Seuss books, and they'd use rhymes to like teach the English language. What was his name?
Ted, Theodore.
Yeah. So is it something like that? Is this kind of oriented towards kids also?
Yeah, it's just kind of a trampoline. Yeah. When I was writing it, the kids were bouncing on the trampoline in the garden, and I kind of hooked into that tempo of them bouncing, basically. And Ben Edwards played the guitar on that as well.
That's right. The cat that we heard rapping at the beginning of the set, of the show. Set, show, whatever, episode, edition. Look, we got another paracetamol. No, it's spelled, this is paracetamol. The other one was paracetamine, or men, right?
That's right.
Well, different droga, right? Same bird. Fucking different droga. Let's listen.
Thank you. Thank you. 5th of July. Happy 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 5th of July.
Chunkstar and Leevil doing Paracetamol. And then rock clown Bob Moses with Damon Smith doing Sound Hangs Hopelessly in the Sky. Remember O. Smith, East Bay, Oaktown. Hydro Ficker, Rocket, Live, Countdown, Endocrine Gland, Fuel Shut, Demise. Period. Is that right? Yeah. Well, okay. Swim, Eat, and Yearn. This is Vinny Galeas. With a bunch of saxophone players. It's Galeas / Shiroshi, Shiroishi. Patrick Shiroishi has been on the show. Sikora, Skrawazeski, Redman, and Zappa. Maybe related to the music family. I have no idea. Erica Dawn Lyle after that. She's playing guitar now for Bikini Kill.
Oh,
cool. Little Turtle Outside My Window. This is the trippiest thing. Never trust the titles, because Little Turtle Outside My Window sounds like a fucking, you know, you're inside the You got too close to the jet motor. Let me say,
Intake.
That's the word. Right?
Intake.
It just happened to me last week.
I know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Horrific. I think in North Carolina, yeah. Got it. Kind of new on the job. Yeah, okay. Whoa.
Whoops.
Ingested. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, this is sort of like that, but little turtle outside my window is not what I was feeling. But she's pretty incredible. Leave a pilot with time span, and I think the bass player is Mike Watt.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And all you gave me was the drum track. Now, there was this one, you kept the groove going, but there was one part where you kind of flipped the beat around. So I laid out.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Well, when I hear the final mix, there ain't no layout. What'd you do there? Did you, like, cookie cut, rubber stamp me in there?
I shuffled you around, man.
Okay, okay. I was like, mere coils of clay for your pottery wheel. But that's all right. Have with me, man. Have at it. Let me have it. Do what thou wilt. Mr. Crowley, right? That was the law.
Yeah.
Right, right. The Book of Lies.
Yep, that's right.
Right. So, maybe the ritual, he was in Egypt for a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 120 years, 110 years ago. So, what about time span? Like, you start the record off with Tick and you end with time span. So they're both, like there was a burden to fill up this gap, and then you did it, right? Because you wanted to realize the album, and you're usually a go slow man.
Uh-huh.
But not in this case.
Yeah. You're kind of bookending it.
Okay. Because it's my fault, right? You blame me for
30%.
Okay. It's coming out. Tell me how people can hear it. Bandcamp?
It will be coming out in the next short while on Our Real Records.
Our Real Records, okay. Oh, yeah. I went to that website. That cat's put out a lot of great shit.
Yeah.
It's a one-man dealio, right? This guy is really fucking productive. And yeah, I love the stuff. Yeah, I was listening to the bands and stuff. Yeah, it's got like RRR Real, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. People, check it out. And now what's your next plan?
Next plan, get the cover art finished for this thing. It's really cool, man. I've got to give a shout-out to my kids, by the way. If you don't mind. Yeah, Louis and Stanley, good work, guys.
Good work, Louis Stanley.
Stanley did vocals on the first track, Tick, as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember that spiel. Yeah.
And Louis is going to do the cover. He's done most of it. There's a parakeet biting someone's head off. Five rocks in a boat.
Ah, okay.
There's fish eating fish. There's skinny purple wire fronts laying on the floor, I think. All kinds of crazy shit happening. So it's going to be an incredible.
And when you get this cover art done, do you have thinking of a new... Because a lot of cats that get done with an album, they already start thinking of the next one, even though it's a relief to have the last one done. What is it in your case?
I'm going to go one year now. That's my aim. After this kind of brutal regime that you put me through.
Yeah. Hair shirt.
I'm going to take a bit more time, but not 5 years in between records, man. I'm not the Rolling Stones or something.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to get more recent. Next chapter.
Keep the kettle boiling.
Right. Keep the kettle boiling. Well, thanks so much for letting me be a part of this. Thanks for letting me instigate you into doing this. And really, and thanks for coming on the show. Every time, anytime, every time.
It's always an honor, Mike. Thanks so much. And nice to meet you, brother Matt.
Yeah, I'm back at you, brother.
Down here, too. A day in the flesh, you gotta come. Do it. to a SoCal
visit. Look forward to it.
We'll give you a Pedro tour.
Yeah. It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen, I promise.
Okay. Beautiful. People, it's been July 5, 2023 edition. We Whack Pedro Show. 22 years, 2 months, still blowing clear. Here you go.
It's flavor.